current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, The Real Pirate. The US launched large-scale military strikes to quote-unquote punish the Houthis, killing 31 people and injuring 100 more, and still counting. This was in response to the Houthis' actions in the Red Sea, where they have been blocking commercial and military vessels linked to quote-unquote Israel, the US, and its allies. The Houthis have said that their actions are in solidarity with Palestine, particularly in response to quote-unquote Israel's ongoing war in Gaza and Netanyahu's recent resumption of the genocide. These disruptions have threatened global shipping through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, a crucial trade route connecting the Red Sea to the Arabian Sea, and this has really irritated Washington. Trump posted on his Truth Social platform, quote, "To all Houthi terrorists, your time is up and your attacks must stop, starting today. If they don't, hell will rain down upon you like nothing you have ever seen before." Unquote. The US claims their attacks on Yemen is due to piracy, so they've grabbed on this as an excuse to launch airstrikes, presenting themselves as defenders of free trade, claiming to be the champions of fair and just values. Yet these attacks are not about justice or security. They are about power, control, and punishing those who refuse to submit to Washington's dictates. Yemen, already battered by years of war, blockade, and humanitarian catastrophe, now faces direct assaults from the world's most militarized empire. This is only about maintaining US dominance over one of the world's most strategic waterways. When Western interests are threatened, even if it's symbolically, Washington does not hesitate to unleash its full military might. If piracy is defined as the violent seizure of resources and control over trade routes, then no nation fits this label better than the United States. For decades, America has used its navy to dictate the flow of global commerce, ensuring that wealth and power remain concentrated in its hands. It imposes economic sanctions to starve entire populations, funds proxy wars to install puppet regimes, and uses its military to enforce the status quo. Washington is neither qualified nor entitled to police the world, yet it continues to act as judge, jury, and executioner, deciding who can trade, who can rule, and who must be crushed. The real crime Yemen has committed in the eyes of the US is not piracy, it is daring to resist. Yemen cannot continue down the spiral of destruction, where foreign powers dictate its fate, and its people remain trapped in endless war. Enough is enough. We as an ummah have suffered for far too long, and the time for the only real solution is now. The time to break free from the grip of imperialist forces and establish a system that truly represents the interest of the ummah. Isn't it time for the Muslims to wake up and respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says,
الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24. The re-establishment of the Khilafah, a state governed by Islamic principles, is not just a dream, it is an obligation. With a strong leadership rooted in Islam, Yemen and the entire Muslim world will finally be able to stand up to the true global pirate, the United States. Only then can the Muslim lands reunite and reclaim our dignity, resources and sovereignty, free from the shackles of Western exploitation. We make special dua in the final most blessed days of Ramadan for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the victory for the Ummah and to end the sufferings of all the Muslims around the world finally. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairu for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.